the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When you see a judge use the phrase, the best interest of the child, he is probably about to abuse his power. For most of our history, the best interest of the child was a matter for parents to decide. Now, supremacist judges and liberal politicians use that phrase to enact their favorite policies. The recent surge of young Central American illegals across our border provides a perfect example. The unaccompanied alien children are clearly breaking our immigration laws. They even turn themselves in to the Border Patrol. If we had an immigration system based on the rule of law, these illegals would be promptly sent back to their home countries. Instead, the law lets judges and bureaucrats determine what is the best interest of the child. In practice, this means that many of the alien children are placed with remote family members in the United States. Many of these so-called family members are also illegal aliens. Sometimes our government cannot even verify that they are family, putting the children at risk of abuse. In theory, these children are told to appear before immigration judges several years later. In reality, the government hands them notices to appear in court, and then it's up to the illegals to comply. Even if they ever do show up, the law says that the best interest of the child guarantees them an advocate at taxpayer expense. The best interest of the child makes a mockery of our legal system because it's a loose expression that is not defined by any law. It also mocks our sovereignty. It makes our border security officials bend over backwards to satisfy the bureaucrats and judges instead of enforcing our laws. Meanwhile, the children are separated from their parents, far from their home. In this border crisis, the only interests served are those of the liberals, who now have admitted thousands of future voters.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
To the Monday, December 8, 2014 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next hour. I was going to do a little bit on that Zionism thing, but John kind of hijacked that. For all those of you who are listening to John, I call into his show. I want to mention to you, there was a former advertiser with RBN that was with us for a long time, John Onesti. Many of you people may have heard his name. And John has written a book, very interesting book. Before I interview a guest that has written a book, I always read the book. I read the whole book. A lot of talk show hosts don't, but I read the whole book. And I want to tell you, the name of the book is called Assassination Point Blank. It's a novel about the assassination of a president, and it's basically a novel about the assassination of President Kennedy. I'm about halfway through the book right now, and I have to tell you, it is a very, very interesting read, and I'm kind of excited to have John on the show. I will recommend this book to you folks because it gives you maybe not a real inside look at the behind the scenes of what goes on in the president's Oval Office, but it could have very well been what was going on. I have to find out how much research that John Onesti did on this book, but so far I'm up to chapter 19, and I'll tell you, it's fascinating. It's one of those books that's kind of difficult to put down. I'd have sat down and read it in one reading, but I got so busy that I had to stop. Anyway, as soon as it's done, I'm going to contact John. I'm going to have him up, and I'm going to find out just, well, how deeply he investigated the Kennedy assassination and the behind-the-scenes stuff. Well, kind of looks at it from a different angle here. Okay, that said, since John took my show, let's see. I want to get into, you know, there were some statistics that came out. By the way, the phone lines will be open throughout the program, 800-313-9443. But, you know, there were some statistics that came out just here, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago maybe, about the network share or the market share on... what was it? MSNBC. And the numbers were astonishingly low. They were like, off the top of my head, I think it was like 79,000 or something like that. And CNN came in second. So that meant that they had to be underneath that figure. That's phenomenal. What it means is mainstream media is dying. Now, I pulled this article up. This is Hillary Clinton speaking here. That the United States is losing the information war to alternative media. She quotes some figures in here, and this was aired on Russia Today, March 3rd of 2011, which is 3.5 years ago. So I'm going to share this with you, and obviously that the figures that she quoted are exponentially, what would it be, more or less? I mean, it's far worse than what she says now. But she said that existing private channels are not good enough to handle the job, naming as rivals Al Jazeera, China's CCTV, and Russia Today, which she watches, she added. She watches Russia Today. Clinton was defending her department's budget in front of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Clinton said that the United States should step up its propaganda effort and get back, quote, in the game, unquote, of doing, again, quote, what we do best. And what she's talking about is propaganda. During the Cold War, she says, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, she said, okay, fine, enough of that. We are done, and unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it, she said. Our private media cannot fill the gap. We are in an information war, and we are losing that war. Yes, Hillary, you are losing that war because people are finding out the truth. Al Jazeera is winning, she says. The Chinese have opened a global multi-language television network, and the Russians have opened up an English language network. She says, I've seen it in a few countries, and it is quite instructive, she stated. Things have changed a lot since the days when Western media outlets, including the BBC and CNN, had a monopoly on the coverage of world news. More and more viewers across the world tune into various foreign media to get a fresh take on the events. Well, I have to ask, Hillary, why do you think that is? Okay, why do you think they're tuning into other places around the world? Because they're starting to figure out that everything coming out of our boob tube mainstream is total BS, propaganda, nonsense. Feces, excrement, call it whatever you will, but it couldn't be farther from the truth. It is all in the numbers. For instance, RT's presence on YouTube is a real hit. Almost, get this folks, 300 million views. Now this is in 2011 when CNN International is struggling to reach 3 million. Well, that was 3.5 years ago. It sounds to me like they're struggling to reach 70,000 now. Russia Today's constantly growing audience is an indication that the days of media monopoly are over and that the people are demanding more multipolar thinking. And again, that was aired on Russia Today, March 3rd, 2011, and the numbers have continued to drop and continued to drop and continued to drop for mainstream media. You'd think at some point in time they would get it, wouldn't you? Okay, but they still continue. They revolve these pundits. These hosts are in and out the door. Piers Morgan and numerous other ones are in and out the door. So it's like a revolving door. They put them in there to try to boost the numbers up, and then they're in there for a month, 2 months, and they're gone, and somebody else is there to replace them. It's because they're a puppet. They're a parrot. All they're doing is reading off a teleprompter of what they're told to say, and it's all lies. And the American people, and the world for that matter, are starting to wake up to it. Now, I was going to segue into this preamble with Zionism next, but John took care of that for me, so let me scroll down here a little bit. You know what? I may come back to this. I know, because I wanted to kind of elaborate on a few points that John was talking about, so I may come back to that. But I got a Skype message today from Sophia, a friend of mine out in California, and she says, have a look at this. And so I went in and I clicked on it, and boom, up popped an article that I penned myself. I put it on my website, really didn't go anywhere. Now all of a sudden it's starting to pop up on other websites, and I'm going, wow, maybe somebody considers me a writer. But I'm going to share this with you because I wrote this article. This is shortly after the Ferguson killing, the Ferguson shooting. And I titled it The Ferguson Killing. I never shared it with you guys, but I'm going to share it with you today. This is penned by me. And the title is The Ferguson Killing. Was it a real death or a staged agitation propaganda? Now, I'm not saying that somebody didn't die there. What I am, or somebody wasn't killed by the police. What I'm questioning is, was it Michael E. Brown Jr.? And as I go through this, you'll see why. Now, the Ferguson official story is that Michael Brown Jr. was allegedly gunned down by an unnamed police officer on August 9th, 2014. Unnamed eyewitnesses say that Michael Brown was unarmed and had his hands in the air when shot. Now, the question was, who were the unnamed witnesses? Michael's mother was Leslie McSpadden, and his supposed stepfather, or alleged stepfather, was Lewis Head. I did an ancestry search of the McSpaddens, and it shows two hits, one in Louisiana, age 51, the other in Missouri, age 34. The search also depicted one Leslie McSpadden's relative. Guess what? Michael Brown is in neither one of them. Now, the one in Missouri shows Abby McSpadden. The one in Louisiana, a Jeff McSpadden. Neither one of those shows an AKA of Brown. I thought that was rather interesting. Regarding Lewis Head in Missouri, I did an ancestry search, and it shows no relation by Lewis Head to any McSpadden, any Michael, or any Brown. But it does show a relation to a lady by the name of Layla Head and a Stephanie Head. Oddly, there are two Lewis E. Heads depicted in Missouri, one in St. Louis and one in Salem, Missouri. There is, however, another Lewis Head depicted in Arcadia, Missouri, and this one lists the same Stephanie Head as a relative of the Lewis E. Head. It also lists the address of Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. On August 11th, St. Louis police spokesman Brian Shellman did not identify the person who was shot or what prompted the shooting. I'll be back with more of this in 3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around, more to come.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to continue with this. I'm going to read this sentence again. Listen very closely to this. On August 11th, St. Louis police spokesperson Brian Shellman did not identify the person who was shot or what prompted the shooting. Now, a witness that was reported on Fox 2 Now said that she saw Brown running for his life before he was shot. She said he turned around with his hands in the air, but was shot twice more, resulting in his death. The police spokesperson Brian Shulman declined to give any information about the male who was shot, including his age or race, because police were still trying to notify relatives. Now, all the relatives at the time were unidentified. Now, when one does a grave search form, that's G-R-A-V-E, for a Michael Brown in Missouri who died in 2014, there is one hit. It is for a Michael Hadley Brown Sr., age 57, who died February 4th, 2014. Other than this, in Missouri, there is no other match and no known burial. And when you do a Social Security Death Index search for an 18-year-old Michael Brown, there is nothing. I know, folks, because I did it. NBC News reported Brown's autopsy confirmed that he died of gunshot wounds, but they refused to say how many, and St. Louis County Police wouldn't release any other details of the autopsy. Now, the question, was there a real autopsy, or are these more Sandy Hook-type actions? There are no hits anywhere in Missouri on the obituaries or the guest books. And if one goes into death-records.findthebest.com and type in the particulars on Michael Brown Jr., there are no hits. There is a makeshift obituary at legacy.com from a place called Delaware Online, which is a Gannett company in Wilmington, Delaware, that looks highly suspicious. And the reason it looks so suspicious is because there are only 16 entries in the guest book. And of those 16 entries, 7 are from Delaware. And there is only 1 from Missouri. Now, one would think, in light of this event and its national attention, there would literally be thousands, if not tens of thousands, and many would be from Missouri. Now, that's more than a little odd, wouldn't you say? Now, here's where it really starts to get weird. There is a Michael E. Brown Jr. that passed away this year, but it was on July 28th, 2014. The funeral services were held at St. Ignatius Catholic Church on, guess what date? August 9th, the same day as our alleged Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown Jr. was gunned down. Michael E. Brown Jr.'s obituary. There's also photo comparisons of both Michael Brown Jr.'s in a YouTube video. And by the way, I've posted this on my website at theamericanawakening.org. Let's see, the account hosting of this video has been deleted by YouTube. You may still be able to get into it. But if you do a comparison, the two obituaries and the pictures, it looks like they could both indeed be the same guy. Michael E. Brown Jr. was 29 years old, and interestingly enough, the photos of the younger Michael Brown, the one from Missouri, not only strongly resemble the older one, but they look to be dated, as well as one or two photoshopped images similar to the Sandy Hook photos. There is strong evidence to indicate that Michael E. Brown Jr.'s obituary was hijacked. There are only 16 entries on the guest page of Delaware Online's version of the obituary, 7 of which are residents of Wilmington, Delaware, and only 1 in St. Louis. Now, in contrast to that, the older Michael E. Brown's obituary from Legacy.com depicts about 50% of the entries to be from residents of California, the latter making much more sense than the former. This Michael E. Brown Jr. that died in California on July the 28th, half of the entries in that were made by people, local residents of California. That makes total sense. But this other one makes no sense at all. Now, in conclusion, was there really a shooting in Ferguson, or was it staged? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Did any of those unnamed witnesses see a shooting at all, or were they simply part of a psyop and paid to say they witnessed a shooting? Did the victim really die, or was he a crisis actor? If there was a victim, who was he? Was the whole story simply fabricated as a test for police military martial law? Remember the phony CNN story where the reporter was pushed by the police officer and told to move back along with a crowd behind him while we were all scratching our heads wondering why his cameraman was left unmolested and allowed to film the entire incident? Well, a week prior to my return to RBN, I watched a 1-hour-plus video of a Sergeant Major Dan Page giving a seminar to a group of people claiming himself to be a 35-year military veteran and a hired killer for the military. This man is one and the same as the police officer who directed the CNN reporter and the subsequent crowd backward as he conveniently left the reporter's cameraman unmolested, allowing him to film the action for public consumption. Now, because of this deliberate ignorance of the cameraman, it is my contention that Officer Page, a.k.a. Sergeant Major Page, was instructed to leave the cameraman alone, affirming the entire CNN report as a fakery. And when Page's video surfaced, CNN had to then cover their arses by pretending they knew nothing of Page's video or background. You tell me, folks, okay, was there a shooting? Was it an act? Those unnamed witnesses, did they see something or did they not see something and were paid to see something? The Michael Brown Jr., why is it that there's you cannot find anything about him in Ancestry.com in Ferguson, Missouri? Why is it that the only obituary posting is from Gannett out of Delaware with 16 entries in it, there's only one of which was in Missouri? That makes absolutely no sense at all. And my conspiratorial mind, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on my head now, I'm saying, you know, this, it just reeks and stinks of more Sandy Hook. And that said, I got an email from Renee today. Here's another one. She wrote me an email. She said, you better put duct tape on your head before you read this one. Beloit, Wisconsin police asking residents to volunteer to have their homes searched for guns. Folks, how many of you out there are going to volunteer to have your home searched for guns? Can you answer me that question? There was another clip I ran across today. I may play it. I may not today. I don't know. But a guy was growing medical marijuana, and the cops busted in and seized all of his cash under asset forfeiture. He's broke. He doesn't have any money. They've taken all of his money. They searched his house for, I think, 10 hours while they had him handcuffed. And when they uncovered his bank accounts, they shouted out with glee. They found the bank accounts, which evidently is what they were looking for. This asset forfeiture is getting really, really bad, folks. You know, there was a time when I used to take a trip to Vegas every now and then. And I'd take, you know, a few $1,000 or whatever. And I'd drive from Phoenix up to Las Vegas. And, you know, sometimes I'd win, sometimes I'd lose. I won't do that anymore. You get pulled over now, and they're going to find a way to seize your assets. But anyway, back to this Beloit police asking residents. This is by Gilman Halstead. The police in Beloit are launching a new effort to reduce gun violence in which they are asking city residents to volunteer to have the police search their homes. How many people do you know, you folks know out there that would volunteer to let the police come in and search your house? Is that not one of the most absurd things you've ever heard of? Police Chief Norm Jacobs said he doesn't expect the phone to be ringing off the hook with requests for police to search their homes. Well, hello? I guess not. He, nevertheless, hopes the program will encourage people to think about gun violence as an infectious disease like Ebola and a home inspection like a vaccine to help build up the city's immune system. Are you kidding me? Gag me with a spoon. He goes on to say, gun violence is as serious as the Ebola virus is being represented in the media, and we should fight it using the tools that we've learned from our health providers, he said. Jacob said he hopes some searches will result in the discovery of guns they didn't know were in their homes. How many people out there have a gun in their home that they don't know they have? I guess that's kind of a stupid question, because if you don't know you have it, well, you don't know it's there, okay? But, oh. Music's coming up already. Boy, this show's flying by. All right, we'll be back in three. I'll continue with this farce. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm going to read this sentence again. Jacob says he hopes that some searches will result in the discovery of guns they didn't know were in their own homes. He said that there's also a chance they'll find guns linked to crimes. That's what they're really after. They're in there to go on a fishing expedition. When I finish this article, I'm going to play a clip from a guy who had them come in. They raided his home, and I'll let him tell you what they did. But we kind of link that to David and Kim Dorch, too. I mean, this is happening all over the country now, folks. Yeah, he goes on to say, that's what we're really looking for. Maybe we'll find a toy gun that's been altered by a youngster in the house. And we know the tragedies that can occur there on occasion. There have been 7 gun homicides in Beloit this year. 4 of the victims were teenagers or young men in their 20s, like Militia Holloway's 20-year-old son Raymond, who was killed in April. Holloway said too many young men have given up on school. Pretty much all those kids and young men just need to be educated, said Holloway. You have a lot of them that barely read at a fifth grade level, yet they're 25-year-old men. But they know how to work a gun. There's something wrong with that picture. This week, 20-year-old Wahan Logan was sentenced to 12 years in prison for Holloway's murder. He only got 12 years for murdering somebody? Wow. That's kind of a light sentence, isn't it? But anyway, with that in mind, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's play this clip from this guy who had his home raided. Every parcel of his home raided. Every one of his, I don't remember how many books, opened up to look for money. And when they found his bank accounts, they shouted out with glee, and now he's broke. Go ahead, Dan, play that clip for us.
It says it in the Constitution, Amendment 5. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
They had two people going through my books in each room.
So how is it looking that the government can take like the property of this engineer...
Looking for a hidden stash of cash.
...and this grandfather...
Handcuff me and spend 10 hours in there searching my eyes.
...when they haven't been charged with a crime.
This is my research.
Wally Kowalski is a PhD, researcher, author, and consultant. A man who knows a lot of things.
I helped develop bioweapon defense systems after the 9/11 anthrax attacks.
What he can't understand is how the Michigan State Police could freeze his bank accounts and take his property, as they did one afternoon in this quiet hamlet in Van Buren County.
My father fought the Nazis and fascism in World War II, and I was just struck by the irony that my house was full of face masks, jackbooted men with guns, searching through all my belongings and looking to do me harm financially.
For 2 months now, Kowalski has had no access to his money. No money to pay his medical bills, his college loans, his taxes, the renovation work on his farmhouse. He recently married a woman from Africa and can't pay her visa and travel fees so she and her children can come to Michigan.
Why isn't there a sheet of paper that tells me what I should do or what my court date is or what they want me to do? How can they just freeze my assets and leave me no means of paying my debts?
Kowalski had to hire an attorney.
Forfeiture is very common. In cases where there's not been criminal charges brought, it's somewhat less common, but it does happen.
Attorney Daniel Groh is now representing two clients who have had property seized without being charged with a crime. Many cases involved alleged violations of Michigan's medical marijuana law.
They raided a dispensary up in Battle Creek where I used to run a compassion club 3 years before. And somehow they got my name off of a piece of paper from back when I rented the building.
Thomas Williams has been missing his assets for 1 year. Police took his cash, his car, his computer, his phone. It was a real problem because he lives alone in a rural area.
Major inconvenience. I couldn't get to a store. I was 3-4 days without even being in touch with anybody.
This is the opposite of our constitutional freedoms. They should have good reason to treat someone like a criminal and not take an average person who's trying to abide by the law and treat them as if they are the worst criminal in the country. I don't want to grow in a greenhouse. I want to grow outdoors using solar energy.
Kowalski is a medical marijuana patient and a caregiver to four other people. Police say they spotted his medical marijuana plants from a helicopter. Kowalski prefers to grow outdoors and thought he was following the law by enclosing his garden with a 5-foot barbed wire fence. One day, he came home from doing errands to find a regiment of police surrounding his property.
And I came up to them and I told them, I'm a legitimate marijuana grower. I've got cards. You know, what's going on here? And they asked me to sign a search warrant. So I signed it. I didn't think I had anything to hide.
They searched his house from top to bottom, including each one of his 3,000 books. They searched for weapons, illegal drugs, evidence of a meth lab, and found none.
But when they found my bank accounts up here in my office, they let out a yell. They said, here's the bank accounts. We've got them. It's like the happiest thing for them to find my bank account papers.
They destroyed his plants and said he needed a roof over the barbed fence.
I wasn't arrested. They didn't take away my medical marijuana card. But they took away my tools. They took away all my expensive tools. I would call them auctionable tools. They took away my earth auger, which I used for drilling post holes, saying I could drill holes for potting plants, for growing pot plants in. But they didn't take away my spade or my shovel. They didn't take away my dirty gloves or my dirty boots. They took away my Coleman generator, which we need for power outages out here. And it had never been used for anything else. And I asked them, why? Why are you taking my Coleman generator? and they could not give me an answer. They just went mum.
Marijuana is, how I put it, the largest cash cow for law enforcement as you think about civil asset forfeiture. I command and drug task forces.
Major Neil Franklin is a 34-year law enforcement veteran who led a drug enforcement team for the state police in Maryland.
Back then, we at least we did charge most of those people with crimes before we took their property. Today, we're taking property from people across this country and not charging them with crimes because we have no evidence on them that they're committing crimes.
Civil asset forfeitures have become a reliable source of revenue for government. The money gets pumped back into law enforcement, giving it more resources to seize more assets. In 2013, civil asset forfeitures in the state generated more than $20 million to Michigan law enforcement. Tom Williams was told he could get his stuff back for a fee, 10% of the value, about $5,000. Or he could fight it in court, but that presents another problem.
He has a right to remain silent in the criminal proceeding, but to get his stuff back in the forfeiture proceeding, we have to present evidence and have discovery and answer interrogatories and could be depositions or who knows what.
The state police nor the prosecutor responded to requests for an on-camera interview. But the commander of the unit that raided Kowalski's and Williams' home said by phone, quote, people are operating under the guise of medical marijuana, truly just trying to make money using medical marijuana, thinking that will protect them.
If they really wanted to make sure I'd never grow again, they should have taken all these materials and supplies.
Wally Kowalski would like his day in court.
I would rather they charged me and we went to court and I told my side of the story. I'd rather take my chances with a judge in Van Buren County or even a jury than have to be dictated to by the Michigan State Police.
All right, folks, how about that one? You know, and a couple of snippets out of there. Now, they stated that in the state of Michigan just last year, there was $20 million seized by asset forfeiture. Now, if you multiply that out, and I'm sure it's different in every state, but there's 50 states in the union. Michigan is not the most populous state in the union, but they have these asset forfeiture laws, and I believe they're in every state now. You multiply that, just use that figure times 50 states, and you've got $1 billion being confiscated without anybody being charged for it. No arrest, no warrant, no nothing, okay, just taking it. The officer shouting out with glee when they found his bank accounts. They've frozen his assets. They took all of his tools that were auctionable. And then they throw this back at him, however much money they seize, well, you can have it back for 10%. Well, 10%, what did they say, $5,000? They must have taken $50,000 from the guy. Or go to court and try to prove a negative. Try to prove that it wasn't involved. That's very difficult to do. As an attorney said, it's very hard to prove a negative. So this is a cash cow that is becoming larger and larger by the day. And I remember the first time that I was involved with this was shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing. A couple years after, my eldest son and I were driving my car from Indiana to Phoenix, and we crossed over the line. There was a hill that we were climbing up, and the speed limit was 75 miles an hour. I can't remember the state. I think it was is it Kansas that borders no, it's not Kansas that borders the top of Oklahoma. I can't remember. Anyway, there was a hill, and the state line was right at the top of the hill. I went over that hill at 75, and immediately decreased to 65, and I was pulled over by an Oklahoma cop. I'll tell you what happened in a minute. Be right back.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. I'm going to tell you what happened with this Oklahoma cop that pulled me over back then. This was in, what, 1998. But before we do this, let's go to the phones. We've got George in Texas. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad to see the prodigal son returned.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, thank you, huh? Go ahead.
Well, anyway, about the asset forfeiture laws, this is one of the reasons why we, the people, have to take back our grand juries, no longer being a tool of the prosecutor, but as a freestanding institution by the people, because we have too much public corruption in government, and these asset forfeiture laws only corrupt the police, corrupt the government. It does nothing to stop the flow of drugs, and only there's more innocent casualties than there is real criminal convictions from these asset forfeiture laws.
You know, and you speak of the corruption. I was in a conversation with a lady I met. She lives back in Ohio. Met her on Facebook here just the other day, and she was telling it kind of along the same lines. She said that she was she had her back and neck broken by a police officer, and she has written the Supreme Court on 5 different occasions. The prosecutors refuse to prosecute a crime like that because it was a police officer that did it. I mean, this is just getting so far out of hand here. Matter of fact, I may have her up on the show to tell her story. I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but I may do that. But at any rate, yes, you're right, George. We have to take steps to do something about this. I don't even feel safe to get in my car and drive from Arizona to Texas to the network with any money in my pocket anymore.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I lived in Florida, When a city wanted to do eminent domain on a certain properties, they would use the easement laws in the streets to stage a drug deal. There's all like seize property from people unknowingly knowing there was a drug deal taken out in front of their house in the middle of the night, just to take property. And you know, I remember one man when I lived in Florida, he was going to go to Alaska on his Winnebago and all that stuff. He joined the fruits of his labor retirement. Well, he didn't make it to the end of town, and the police cleaned his clock, took everything, the house, the Winnebago and everything, and the police own the Winnebago, the house, and everything now. And, you know, the thing is, his son sued and found out through information that these police ain't looking for drug dealers. They're actually shopping for property to seize.
Absolutely. I mean, it's totally out. Do you know what year that happened, George?
Well, this happened back in 1996. 2007, and like I say, the son's still suing, and you know, the thing is, he's got a jury trial, and like I said, they're suing all asset forfeiture law, saying finding out the police were shopping, and so far, what I'm hearing is the jury's looking angry right now.
Well, I hope he gets a win out of it, because it's a very difficult thing to do, like I say, is to prove a negative, but this is really getting out of hand. Anything else you have to add before I get back into my story, George?
No, just get right wrap up the show.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, George. Anyway, this Oklahoma trooper pulls my son and I over, puts my son in his police car, interrogates me for a good 20 minutes, then goes back and interrogates my son for another 20 minutes to try to find out if our stories match as to who we are, where we're going, where we came from, and all this stuff. Then he proceeds to tear everything out of our suitcases, all on the ground, on the highway, goes through everything, leaves all of the clothes, all of the toiletries, everything out on the side of the road. When he's all done, and it took about an hour and a half, he says, okay, thank you very much. And he says, the last time I pulled over a maroon Aurora, I found 4 kilos of marijuana. And he chuckled and walked away, got in his car and left. And it took us another 20 minutes to put all the stuff back in the suitcases. So that's what's happening these days, only it's worse now. Let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Hi, Blue, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. And how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is one of the main reasons I have not allowed my son to drive yet. It's because I don't have any way to protect him from the cops.
How old is your son?
He just turned 18.
Just turned 18? Okay. Yeah, and there, you know, there's specific cars, types of vehicles, types of individuals that they're looking for. I know that the Sheriff's Department here is under fire in Maricopa County for, what do you call it? The word escapes me now. What is it? Profiling. There we go. Looking for certain specific individuals to pull over and harass. And when you see them pulled over now, you'll usually see 2 or 3 cars behind them. And I've seen this many times on the highway where there's 2 or 3 or 4 cop cars behind the car that's pulled over. And the people, they have the trunk open and the hood open, and they've got stuff scattered all over the side of the road. This is happening, you know, just a very familiar sight now. It's becoming more familiar every day. So when are you gonna let your son start to drive?
When I can get a full handle on exactly what procedures that can be allowed, cannot be allowed, and I can teach him to keep his temper in check. He can have a smart mouth.
Well, I'll tell you this much, what I'm thinking very strongly about doing is having cameras mounted in my car. But
okay,
just
yeah,
like the police do, the exterior cameras and interior cameras, for my own safety. Because you just don't know. The police department seem to be becoming more and more corrupt. And the good police officers that go in there, a lot of them, I think, are corrupted because they have to stay silent. They cannot report on other officers for fear of being ostracized, vilified, or fired. You know, so it's a touchy situation.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I'm trying to pull something up on Facebook. For some information that I had researched out for my dad. But they're going after the states, right? On Wednesday, hopefully I can get this. I believe the bill is H.R. 4422 off the top of my head. It's just not loading for me the way that I wanted to. There's going to be the first reading of a bill that will eliminate the state's rights to actually produce legislation that would allow GMO labeling.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
They're going to prohibit GMO labeling. Is that what you said?
What they're doing is, rather than doing it, your state legislators, they're going to prevent the state legislators from presenting that to the legislative body. It will be illegal. So rather than going after the consumers' rights, all right, they're going after
they're protecting the corporate rights to allow them to poison us so they can poison us further and manage our illnesses and wipe out our bank account before they kill us. That's where you're going with this, right?
Yep, pretty much. I am so sorry. I cannot get this to pull up. I will email this over to you so you can look at it. I know that, and what really caught my attention is because there are about 30 cities that are actually have buses that are going to D.C. on Wednesday. And they have the entire itinerary. They've set it up so that for $15 in Knoxville, I could get on a bus and go to Washington, D.C. Tuesday night, be there on Wednesday as the reading is going. They've already set up a place for the people to sleep in Vestals and be there and come back the same day or the night on Wednesday.
Are you going?
Unfortunately, I cannot. I have desperately got to keep this job.
Okay.
If I had known in advance, I didn't know about it until Monday.
Well, jobs always seem to get in the way sometimes. Anything else you got before I let you go and close it out?
Look up VeggieMinds. This is a new concept of growing food.
What is it called?
VeggieMinds. VeggieIe Minds.
Minds, okay.
And this is actually my father's project.
He
did not believe me for years and years and years on what was going on with genetically modified foods. And as soon as he got it, he started working on this project. But it's a new way to absolutely grow vegetables. And I've seen it in practice.
Okay. I'll look it up. Well, thank you much. I appreciate the call. You have
all
a good night.
Problem.
Okay, we're almost out of time here. I was going to get into a little bit of this. You know, these protocols here, you know, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, it looks almost more like an instruction manual when you look at what's happening these days. Place our agents and helpers everywhere. Their agents are all in the White House. Their agents are all in the alphabet soup agencies now. Take control of the media and use it in propaganda for our plans. Well, I can't go through it today. I'm out of time. Wish I had another hour today. I'd love to expound on this. Anyway, see you same time, same station tomorrow night. Have a good night. Stay out of trouble. Bye for now, and thanks for the callers.